me, Word on Fire kind of struck me out of the blue because I'd seen Father Barron in church, and he had written some books, and they had some seminars at the church, at St. Mary's Church in Lake Forest where I live. And then all of a sudden it came together for me that he was doing this Catholicism project. And I got interested, and I thought, what is all this about? And it was really to bring Catholics back to church, and I thought, well, that's a good idea. And so I just fell in love with Father Barron, and I really think he's the one living saint that I've met, and I've really enjoyed getting to know him. He's an avid golfer, and so when we play golf, it's like, come on, Father, tell me a little bit about religion, and he wants to know about the grip and the golf swing and all that. So we struck it off very nicely, and I really respect what they're doing and what Word on Fire is all about. I think the Catholicism Project is geared for people that have maybe gone away from the church or have seen the church in a different light or from the media, the national media. Whereas this is a project that really the Catholics can show it what we believe and what we like about our church and why we love our church and why we think that, you know, Catholics should come back to the church. So if it's on our terms, it's a lot better. And I like that aspect of the Catholicism Project. And I've never met anybody that knew more about the history, the culture, the language. So the sermons and the stories that we've always heard throughout our lives in the Bible, whether it's the prodigal son or the woman at the well or whatever it might be, it's like new life is brought to it and you have a new understanding of what it means. And Father Barron has a way of bringing it to you personally and what it means to you. And historically, a lot of the perspectives that you get are, it's like, well, this has happened before in the history of the church. It's not the first time we've been through this. So it gives you a great perspective, and it makes you feel like, hey, you know, God really does love me. He loves us. And you get a sense that we can handle this, and we can come through stronger and better as a church and as a people. I think the impact of the Catholicism Project for the Catholic Church could be something beyond what anybody could even imagine. I think the Cardinal might not even quite figure out what it's going to be. I think it's the seed of bringing people back to a real faith in this country. I just feel like it's that powerful. It's a starting point that there's so many. I mean, 75% of Catholics don't go to church. Can you imagine if you bring people back in groves, what it would do for our country and just our society at whole? So it could have revolutionary changes, in my opinion. You know, I encourage people to get involved, and I play golf a lot with men from all over the place and say, look, just go to the podcast. You know, it's like Mother Teresa, come and see, you know, go to the podcast and listen to them. So a good friend of mine, Dr. Studdy, he's been listening to two a day. They're 15-minute podcasts, and it's changed his life. And so you just get involved a little bit at a time. And eventually you'll want to be involved like I was and my wife and people when they see and understand how he can come to you as a person in a personal way, in a way that's like you've never experienced, it changes your life. I know one thing, like I tell people, I say, you know, if my faith was here, it was brought up to here. And that's really what we're looking for, that peace and that joy that brings you real happiness in life and gives you a real understanding of how religion can work in your life and how Christ can work, changing your life and making miracles happen. You know, it's funny, I play golf in New York, this golf course. This is off the subject a little bit, but it's really not. As you go in, this fella, it's called the Bridge Golf Course. It's a beautiful, beautiful golf course on Long Island. And well, it's interesting. There's a piece of artwork. Miracles aren't happening here. But miracles are happening on every hole because it's so miraculous. That golf course is so beautiful. And to see the rolling hills and it's overlooking the ocean and the sound, and it's like, this is a real miracle. And then when these guys start knocking these putts in from all over and finding their ball, it's like a miracle every hole. So Father Barron reminds me of that. It's like, man, just a little seed, you know, you might not think it's happening, but it's happening all over. So I was excited to be involved with Word on Fire.